In the fall of 2006, 23-year-old Nicholas Grunke, his brother, and a friend went to the Cassville Cemetery and tried to dig up the body of a young woman who died in a car accident the week before. They were caught before they could break into the casket and later told police their plan was to have sexual intercourse with the woman's dead body. They were charged with attempted sexual assault, but a circuit court judge threw out the charge, saying the statute didn't include assaults on a corpse. This week's ruling overturns that decision and, according to Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, sets an important precedent.
We have now a decision that makes it quite clear that even though we don't have a specific necrophilia statute in Wisconsin, that necrophilia is a crime in Wisconsin contained within the core sexual assault statute.
Van Hollen says the ruling means that in the unlikely event of other similar crimes, perpetrators can be swiftly tried and the family of the deceased won't be subjected to a lengthy trial. Legislators tried and failed last year to amend state statute to include necrophilia, but the bill's sponsor, State Senator Dale Schultz, says now that won't be necessary.
My intention was to be prepared in case the Supreme Court ruled that the statute wasn't broad enough to cover these situations. And they have now provided clarity, and that makes me very happy.
The case now goes back to circuit court with instructions to the judge to use the new interpretation of the sexual assault statute in trying the unsuccessful young grave robbers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.